8:25. It is Morning Line on 90.3 KMBA. My name is Danny Preston. KMBA keeping you in tune with our community. It's our pleasure to welcome this morning to the program from the American Red Cross of Alaska, Regional Communications Officer Carrie Dighton. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
And CEO Tanguy Lebrecht.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great.
Doing well. Thanks for having us here.
You're very welcome. Well, we're doing probably better than folks are in some places like North Carolina. I know the Red Cross has really got their work cut out for them down there. Now, Carrie, you just found out you're going down south, right?
I am. Yeah, I got the call this morning, so I'll pack up and get some flights together, and I'll be out probably in the next 24 hours.
Okay.
It's a good thing that you're prepared.
Sure is.
So, well, let's talk about being prepared. September is National Preparedness Month, something we highlight annually at KMBA with the Red Cross. I guess some reminders are in order on what we need to do to be prepared to be ready for an emergency.
Sure. So, like you said, nationally we worry about hurricanes and all kinds of different disasters, and here in Alaska we worry about earthquakes kind of continually, and winter storms and that sort of thing that will be coming up. So it's always great to be prepared. And a lot of people think that it's more difficult than it actually is, but really there's three simple steps that we recommend. And that will get you to where you need to be in case of a disaster. So it would be to create a disaster preparedness kit, to be informed, and to create a plan with your family. So the first is just to get together all the materials that you might need in case you had to leave your house quickly and not be able to come back for a few days. So we think about 1 gallon of water per person per day for 3 days. But in Alaska, we do recommend a little bit longer just in case it's a bit more difficult to get to you wherever you live. Thinking about medications and insurance cards and prescriptions and important documents, as well as non-perishable food items, batteries, flashlights, radios, that sort of thing. So really just getting all of those together in an easy-to-carry kit that you can grab and go, and checking that a couple times a year just to make sure things aren't expired and everything is as you've left it. So.
What's something that people habitually forget?
I think just paying attention to the needs of your own family. So if you think about if you've got pets, just to make sure you also stick in some pet food and just make sure you've got those supplies for your pets as well, or for children, diapers, baby food, those things that you might not stick in otherwise. Those are important to remember as well.
And you got to make sure that the children aren't all raiding your kit for that flashlight or that bottle of water or any of those things that you might have in there. And as Carrie said, you got to make sure that you keep it updated, because when your child is 7, pacifier and diapers probably aren't needed.
Probably aren't going to do the trick. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's true.
Now, how about as far as getting together as a family and making your plan? What does that involve? What should it look like?
Just making sure that everybody knows how to get out of your house. If the disaster you're facing is a home fire, just to make sure that everyone knows the escape plan and they can do it in 2 minutes, and practicing that. Make sure that you know an evacuation route if you have to leave your house, making sure that everybody knows emergency numbers and letting loved ones and friends know where you would go in case of an emergency, so it'd be easier to locate
you. Where
are
we going to meet up?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. And having that in place and practicing that and having emergency numbers written down where they're easily accessible. Really, there's some resources. You could visit redcross.org and find some templates and some different resources to help you walk through making that plan, but really that's an essential part of it.
And let's go back to the kit for just a second, too, because I think that the Red Cross actually has preparedness kits that are available online.
They are. Yep. We've got some preparedness kits that you can purchase, and there's some starter kits as well as some more extensive kits. You can visit redcross.org/prepare. And you can find those. You can find all different types of kits. You can also just find extensive lists and different things to help you build your own, just depending on what your needs are.
Okay. Talk about the challenges that are unique in Alaska. You mentioned 3 days worth of goodies for basically the rest of the universe as we know it, and 7 days worth in Alaska, just because of remoteness, or.
Yeah, just in case it takes a little bit longer, depending on where you live, in case it takes a little bit longer just to get to you. And we also have to think about storing water in a place that it won't freeze, so that if you take your water with you, you don't have to thaw it out in order to drink it. Keeping warm clothes for the winter, blankets, mittens, things like that. So just a little bit extra element of preparedness here in Alaska for those types of things.
Okay. And Tanguy, before we went on the air, I guess we were talking a little bit about the urgent nature of emergency preparedness that we don't often think about.
Well, absolutely. So when a disaster happens, not if, but when a disaster happens, much like it is happening with Hurricane Florence right now, let's imagine that something of that nature would happen in Alaska. It really is important that we be prepared, like Carrie is saying, both in terms of our go kit, as well as just having those things like your important financial documents. In fact, something I thought about over the weekend was I saw an advertisement for appropriately for really loading all your things online into the cloud, because what we find is that if you're not prepared, or we can all be better prepared, but when a disaster happens, you're just not able to think because you weren't expecting to have the disaster that day. And so things like insurance papers, bank papers, copies of your IDs, all those kind of things may not be available to you. Just as much in a disaster like a fire, as much as it would be like a flood or anything else, you might not have your wallet, you may not have the documents that you need. So now you have your car and you're on the road, but you may be missing some of the essentials. You've got your go kit in the back, but maybe you don't have an ID and you don't have the documents that you need to make sure that you can function as you would need to. There's online storage for those types of things.
That's fine.
That's an additional way. That I saw a commercial on it this weekend, and I thought, did I do that? Have I done that? Because then I can easily access wherever I am in the shelter, wherever I might be.
We typically don't have the file cabinet sitting in the corner anymore.
You're not going to carry that in the back with your go pack, probably, so it'd be good to have those things online. But it's really important that you be able to take care of your family and yourself. Because a lot of times when things happen very quickly, as they have in North Carolina and all over the Hurricane Florence affected areas, we're just opening up evacuation shelters at the beginning. So we'll open up full shelters as we need to, beds, blankets, food, and all that. But the initial focus is on getting people safe, and you'll open up an evacuation shelter, which means it's really just a place to be safe. It's four walls and a place to be safe. Mm. So you're going to need to have some of your food, your water, your blankets, those type of things ready to go so that you can self-care. And the more people that self-care, the more time it allows the Red Cross and all the first responders to continue to prepare that temporary home for you.
Okay. Let's talk about Florence and what's happening with our friends on the East Coast. The Red Cross has been obviously heavily involved.
Right.
What sort of information can you share with us?
Well, I tell you, as always, Alaskans open up their hearts and go. We have 17 volunteers right now and 3 employees so far, because we have a total of 18 employees in state. And Carrie is one of them who is going out. I'd love for her to tell you sometime what it's like to be a Red Crosser that literally finds out overnight that within 24 hours you're deploying out.
Now, Carrie, you said you found out like an hour ago, right?
Yep.
Or less than an hour ago?
A little less than an hour ago.
Okay. And so she'll go for a 2 to 3 week time period, or depending on what they need there, sometimes it's more determined. We also had a board member just last week who is a local owner of a business, a gas station, actually, and he's pretty busy kind of guy, and he said, I'm ready, and he was ready, but I think when he got the call and they said 24 hours from now you're gone, that certainly makes you think about your priorities and things. But the thing is about our volunteers, they're selfless and they're absolutely ready to go. So right now we have those 20 folks that are down helping as well, and we have volunteers from Anchorage, Esther, Fairbanks, Homer, Juneau, Kenai, Ketchikan, Matsu, Prince of Wales, Sitka, and Nukiavik, and other locations in Alaska. So we are a statewide organization, and we involve our volunteers statewide. We have about 770 volunteers statewide to go with our 18 staff, and they're always ready to help. And the best thing out of it is that they learn lessons down there that they bring back here to help us do a better job and more thorough job of preparing our own community.
Trial by fire, or trial by flood, actually. 8:34, if you're just joining us, it's Morning Line on KMBA, and our guests are Carrie Dighton and Tungi Lebrecht from the American Red Cross of Alaska. We're talking about National Preparedness Month, the slogan, disasters happen, prepare now, learn how. Probably lack of preparedness, I would say, would be the primary factor why people run into trouble in emergencies. Is that what the data shows?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, here in Alaska, preparedness can also be things for winters. Winter is coming up too, making sure that not only you have the items that you need in your home, but also in your car. Because if you drive out of town and get out of cell coverage. And, well, it's not tourism time anymore, so our roads aren't full of folks. And it's 9, 10 o'clock at night. You might not see another car for a little while. And you may need to have water and food and clothing and things that are appropriate and blankets and so on. So if you do need to wait for help. And, again, that's preparedness that we just don't think of because we just got done with, at least recently, some great weather, and we don't think about what's coming, but that can turn in a minute.
Absolutely. So we've got a bunch of great volunteers besides the employees at the Red Cross. Are there more volunteer opportunities available, and how do people find out about it?
There's always volunteer opportunities available, so we've got an extensive list on our website. You can visit redcross.org/Alaska, and you can check out our programs and our services and see what might be a good fit for you, kind of across the board, all across the state, as well as for disaster action teams that respond to disasters sometimes in the middle of the night, to more administrative tasks, grant writing, all kinds of different stuff that you can take part in and develop your skills and be ready to go here locally, but also nationally if you so desire. So,
okay, tremendous. Yeah. Tungi, anything to add?
Oh, just about preparedness. So we'd love folks to volunteer and help us with our pillowcase project, and that's where we're educating the kids about how to better be prepared for disaster and doing those escape plans and those type of things that you talk about. And then also reminding the listeners that we installed just over 2,400 smoke alarms last year, 10-year smoke alarms free of charge, and we continue that program in our effort to reduce injuries and deaths from fire. It's a big focus for the Red Cross, and we do that on a statewide basis. So if you are interested in having smoke alarm installed, again, free of charge, 10-year smoke alarm, just go onto our website, and you can sign up there.
And that's redcross.org/Alaska.
That's correct. Okay. And if you want to help Florence, please feel free to text Florence to 90999 and let those folks know that Alaskans are thinking of them.
Okay, Tungi, thank you very much. Carrie, anything to add before you get ready to hop on a plane with your emergency kit?
Nope, just that folks should remember being prepared is easier than it sounds. So just those three steps, make a kit, be informed, and then practice your plan with your family.
Okay, good luck and be safe.
Thank you.
Okay, Carrie and Tungi, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ben.
Very welcome.